Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your fourth installment of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders. Today's is titled The Everyday Girl because it's about the effects of a simple or plain sisterhood. I'm sure you've seen that picture in your social media feeds or on your phone, and it's a little image that says that if women ruled the world, there would be no wars. If women rule the world, there would be no wars, just a bunch of jealous countries not talking to each other. Yeah, unfortunately, that kind of epitomizes all the negative things that we associate with women, so much so that it's become a reality. We focus on the nastiness, the meanness, the jealousy, the pettiness, the over-emotion. And like the poet Shahrazad al-Khalid said, أَصْبَحْتَ هِكَايَتَنَا كَالنَّاءِ فَارِغَةً مُجَوَّفَةً وَصَوْتُهَا حَزِينَ. Our story has become like a flute. It's empty and it's hollow and it sounds so sad. Oh no, but it's not to be like that. There can be something better and greater. Let us look at two examples of Sahabiyat. The Sahabiyat, Maria and her sister Sirin al-Qibtiyah. They were Coptic slaves who were sent by Makokas to Madinatul Munawwara for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to distribute or do with whatever he felt like. Along the way back to Medina, they were convinced by the Sahabi Hatib ibn Abi Balta that Islam was the truth. And he spoke about the Sahaba and he spoke about Islam so much that these two sisters, Maria and Sirin, were totally convinced together that Islam was the truth. So instead of one dissuading another and saying, "Nah, it doesn't sound true," or "You do it, I won't do it," because they were working towards something good, they supported one another. Sirin was married to Hassan ibn Sabit, bore him the child Abdurrahman, became Sahaba. And Maria radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Be kind to the people of Egypt," because there's maternal ties, a maternal link that we have to the people of Egypt. And partly that was because of Maria radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the sisterhood can be something negative, where we dissuade each other from doing good. When somebody is doing good, we're envious of them or we're jealous of them, or we can just jump right in. And that was the example of these two Sahabiyat. The second is an example that is quite famous. We know about it, the slander of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha's condition at this time was absolutely pitiable. She said she was so sad. She couldn't eat, she couldn't talk, she couldn't breathe. She didn't realize that people would turn against her very nature. And at that time, Aisha Siddiqa says that at that time Zainab bint Jahash was among the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who I considered as a rival. But in connection with the incident of the slander, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her opinion of me, she said, "O Messenger of Allah, I will take an oath by Allah, I know nothing but good of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha." So the admirable quality of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, her sister Hamna unfortunately was among those who fell into the trap of slandering Sayyidina Aisha. But here Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha didn't allow any feelings that she had within herself to cloud the truth. She did not stay silent, and by not staying silent, she prevented any doubts to surface about Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now that is something that is absolutely faith positive. And you can look at so many different examples from the Sahaba. You know, we can look at Umm Haram bint Milhan and her sister Umm Sulaym, the relationship they had, the type of relationship they had with their brother also, where as siblings they moved together for haq and for truth. And it doesn't have to just be among sisters. It can be a sister like Fatima bint Khattab telling her brother Umar radiallahu anhu, not allowing her own emotions to come in or her hatred for Umar radiallahu anhu to come in, but to say, "Look, there's something greater and there's something bigger than all of us. We don't just belong to a human sisterhood, but we belong to a Muslim sisterhood. And by supporting one another and by helping one another and by assisting one another and not giving into our base desires, we become those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with." وَلْتَتَنَاهْمَسِ النُّجُومِ عَلَىٰ حُضُورِكَ وَتَقُولْ هَذَا هُوَ الْقَمَرِ. Let the stars whisper in your presence and say, this here is the moon. That is very, very possible. We just have to be faith positive. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.